What's up, Marvin?
Hey, what's up, Barf?
Welcome to Wax Brasserie. This is our first ever episode.
That's right. First, numero uno.
That's right. And we're getting drunk. Cheers. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes. What better day to start the show?
I can't think of one.
There's probably a whole lot, but this just happens to be the one we're starting on. So.
You know what? It's like any day with a beer doesn't really fucking matter, does it?
That's correct. Unless you have to be at work at 7 in the morning.
Which we do.
And you actually have to use your brain.
But who fucking cares, really? Actually, we don't need to use our brain. It's just punch numbers and say, have a good day.
Haha. Bitches. But I can relate. I can relate definitely to you being a hardworking Joe because I used to be one. I was.
Used to? How'd you get out of it?
You know what?
Fortunate.
I love music. I love metal. And this is what I'm all about. So
That's pretty goddamn lucky. You know why? Because we're going to review some music today.
I'm actually looking forward to listen to this because this album is very appealing. It's called the Eagles of Death Metal. Mm-hmm, and as you will know, I'm a metal junkie. I love metal.
Well, you know, I took a little listen to this. It ain't exactly metal. The name is kind of a joke. From what I understand, Josh Homme, the guy that kind of fronts this band.
Hold on. Is this a deception to get me to buy albums that
in a way. Huh. You know what? But it ain't my deception, so I'm just going to tell you about it. This guy, Josh Homme, right? He's in...
He sounds familiar, Josh Homme.
Queens of the Stone Age, that's where you heard from.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's that stoner rock, desert rock kind of shit.
Okay, no wonder.
He's cut this album. Apparently some guy in a bar said that his band would be great if they sounded like the Eagles, except of death metal. Anyway, he took the name and ran with it, but really, it ain't really death metal. Wow. But anyway, before we bore anybody to death, we should probably listen to a track.
Actually, a good point is this album looks pretty full. It's 13 tracks.
Yeah, it's a good size album. I mean, I actually listened to
the whole
thing.
It's not what you
expect. It's a sophomore album. It's a little bit cleaner than...
So they actually have an album previous to this.
Yeah, their first album was Peace, Love, Death Metal. Kind of a joke on, you know, peace,
again,
love, all
again
that crap.
With the joke and, you know, breaking my heart at the same time. Nice.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, you're out of beer. That's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate for the average Joe, not for me.
We're going to rectify that, but we'll do absolutely that while we listen to the music, huh?
Let's you pop just, on a track and just, let's see what
yeah,
they sound like
exactly.
It's before like, I trash them to hell.
Track number two off this is called I Got a Feeling, Just 19.
Bring
feeling.
It.
Think of that one, Marvin.
You know, I'm lost for words. I'm not quite sure what to say about
this.
You know,
I think the lyrics are kind of sexy. Teenage angst, love, rock kind of lyrics, so it's kind of...
Right. I don't really listen to lyrics to begin with. I just listen to the actual music, the guitars, drums. You know, it's not death metal or anything the Eagles would do. Like I said, I'm lost for words. I can't really give a good description of how I'm feeling right
Maybe
now.
Maybe we should hear another track. What do you think?
I think we should.
This album actually was released on April 11th. I still haven't heard anything on the radio, which is strange because, in a way, these are really catchy songs. I mean, they got like a kind of underground vibe.
They're not to me,
vibe.
But I can see how these would be.
Well, it's because you're a metalhead and you have
that's,
no class.
That's how they would be.
You have no
be.
Class as a metalhead.
Yeah, you know, it's, of course, we have no room in this world. Absolutely, we need to hear another track to make a better description, a better judgment.
Alright, well, we're going to go ahead and go with the sixth track off this one. It's called Don't Speak, I Came to Make a Bang. This is one of my personal favorites on this one. I really like the rhythm, alright?
Don't Speak, I Came to Make a Bang?
That's right. With an exclamation point, right?
With a title like this, I need to hear some good fucking guitars.
I'm telling
you,
I think this shit rocks, alright?
You know, fuck the singing, I need to hear some good
fuck
fucking...
Fuck the singing? You know, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is metal. This is metal at its fucking utmost. Here's a guy wants to hear fucking guitars wailing with fucking.
Did you say track number six?
Yeah, that's right, track number six.
Don't speak.
Now, don't interrupt me when I'm bashing metal, because I'm saying.
Well, I will interrupt you guys, because you guys, I take it
you know,
to heart.
You don't know how to sing. You sit there and go, or.
No.
And then all you do on the guitar is like.
Misconception, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a misconception. Listen to any fucking Metallica record. There's more to it than the fucking. Than the symphony of
sound.
Obviously,
you can tell that Barf is just at a loss of what actual metal is. Please do not misunderstand.
No, I'm not at a loss of what metal is.
He means well. He's just a little confused.
I know exactly what metal is, and it's basically a bunch of fucking bullshit.
At this point, he's a little confused, but I think we should give.
All I'm saying is, hey, you want a solo? Go get a fucking violin and play in the goddamn theater.
I know, this is what I think. I think we need to give Eagles of Death Metal a second try. We definitely need to hear something.
Personally, they already proved themselves to me. I don't really need a second try. But
don't
my good
speak
friend
with
Marvin
the,
here.
Don't speak with the bang. What's it called again?
Don't speak. I came to make a bang.
Okay, I better hear some good stuff. Let them live up to their name.
Here we go.
Listen, I thought this was an excellent track.
I think you like that one better, huh?
I think this one lives up to its name, the album's name.
You know what? Before we go any further, I would like to commend you on your suggestion that we went and got another 12-pack of Corona because we're almost fucking out of what I bought. And that was really stupid because
I'm
like not even drunk yet, you know?
You can never just go and you know.
This show is going to go nowhere without more booze. Because, I mean, listen to me right now. I sound like a fucking tool.
You know what? You might be a tool, but...
Oh,
whoa,
beautiful.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Ah,
that's what I'm talking about right there.
Good lord, man. I could not be more in heaven than I am now. Actually, if we had two strippers, one for you, one for me, then that would make it...
Well, I would also suggest that we had a partition across the room, because honestly, you know, I don't care.
A partition?
You know?
God, you're a little picky.
No, I'm telling you. Because seriously, if we had two hookers,
Jesus.
I'm sorry. If we had two whatever strippers.
Okay, forget the name hookers.
I can't be watching you do your thing. You
that
know?
May not politically. That may not be politically correct.
Yeah, not
but,
politically.
But mind you, I come from the streets. So. So, what I meant to say is two
beautiful... Did you just say you come from the screets?
Yeah, I'm straight as an arrow, man.
Screets?
Yeah.
What the fuck are screets?
You know, straighter like an arrow.
No, wait. Are you telling me that's a real word? I thought
you
just fucked up streets.
No.
The screets.
Listen, let me get to what I'm trying
to tell
you.
Dude, that is not a word.
Listen. Okay, not hookers.
I'm looking
that
up
on dictionary. What I meant to say is two beautiful ladies... Really, if you think about it, I'm Death Metal Marvin reviewing this Eagles of Death Metal that sound like punk almost. They're
get
a little
the
bit,
fuck out of here,
they're, man. There's just a little bit.
You
this,
know,
this
this
song,
is what we were talking about before, and
this
I'm
song,
telling you don't know what punk is.
My
this
friend.
Is not punk. This is this
mon
is
frere.
Like this
mon
is
frere.
Like this is like rock and roll Excuse revival me. Meets desert rock meets.
The past two tracks, especially this one here. Has a remnants or maybe a little bit of roots in the punk genre.
Of course, but what doesn't?
However, this does have a little bit of a kick. It's got a little bit of groove. The singer himself actually shines on his singing, you know.
I thought so.
His vocals are quite good.
Do you think that riff fucking rocks?
I don't think it rocks.
But see, that's because you're fucking metal, man. And everything
from
needs
my
to have like these high-pitched fucking solitary notes and shit.
No doubt.
I'm telling you, man, that's a fucking hardcore riff. Right
no
there.
Doubt, but
Reminds
let
me
finish.
Jones,
I mean,
in a way.
Very good. You know, there's a little bit of cowbell in there, which, you know, I'm a good John Bonham fan, and I can hear that cowbell in the background. This drummer's really grooving.
You know,
the singer's
I don't really
think
really
that
makes jamming. A song, though. Cowbell? I mean, come on.
It's not something I personally would listen to every day, but it is good to hear at a club. I would definitely see this any venue. I would enjoy this track. It's definitely got some good edge.
In other words, it ain't exactly what you're looking for, but you do like it.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to give it a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely give it a good 7. It's got a good little edge to it.
The Eagles reference and the death metal reference, I think, are purely a joke. So to look at the music from any of those viewpoints seems kind of pointless. Because in essence, this is stoner rock. It's derived from like Canned Heat and shit like that. It's not meant to sound like Eagles.
Like I mentioned before,
it's not meant to sound like country rock. It's not meant to sound like death metal. I mean, fuck. Does this sound anything like death metal?
Death metal
is not even close to
on
this.
On its own would not have a cowbell on there. But as
death metal, period, has nothing to do with this band. It's just the name.
Before we get too deep into this, I think we really need to listen to another track to better understand exactly where they're coming from.
Well, how about this? There's the first track off this album, I Want You So Hard, actually sounds a lot like their original album, Peace Love Death Metal. Now this one, it goes back to what they originally done, which is common kind of for a sophomore album. They kind of start doing things a little different. It's a little bit more glossy.
I gotta tell you, the first song, they kind of bombed a little bit. You know, at least in my eyes.
Well, you know, you're a metalhead. You want.
Yeah,
you want
I think
shit.
It was. I got that feeling.
Honestly, I think this song and you're probably not gonna like that much because, in my opinion, it's stoner rock.
You know, I'm all for getting stoned, even though.
Well, it has nothing to do with that. It's just the atmosphere of the music is something that's it's a little bit more sublime. But anyway, this track.
Very interesting. We need to. Really check this groove out and see what they're really coming
well,
from with this.
I'm telling you, this one's a lot more simple and direct. The music kind of just. It just keeps going. Track one, I Want You So Hard. Boys, Bad News. Here we go.
Let's get it on! Awesome track. I want you so hard. Number one. You can see why it's number one. They usually put
really?
The first. They usually put the first songs up front to fucking jumpstart an album. And this is the perfect
shocked.
Example. This is an awesome track. You know, I very rarely say it's an awesome track.
You know,
this is just from a different point of perspective. I kind of sound
shocked.
Dorky by saying that.
Marvin, I'm shocked, you know, because
I want you so hard, and the song is actually pretty hard. Not as strong as
an
oak.
Not metal.
Exactly. There's a lot more
going
on there.
You know what, though? See, you're a guitarist, so maybe you know more about this, but I'm just saying, for me, my first instinct was, you know what, this harkens back to the days of the Ramones. This song just pounds. It just pounds. It stops. The bass drum is going, doo-doo-doo.
As a metal fan, I gotta tell you, it's a very simple song.
I thought that you guys hated that.
No. Let me tell you why I do like it. This song has a very good punch, drives you.
But that's just it. That's what defines punk. So how do you like it?
No, this song here is actually pretty groovy, which is not punk at all. And if you think about it, this actually reminisces a one of my favorite songs, a good track from Led Zeppelin called Rock and Roll. That the drummer is really locking in to some pretty good vibe. And the whole band is just falling right behind. And it's a really good jam to hear.
All right, so first we listen to number two.
Okay.
Number two track, which was I Got a Feeling. Then we listen to number six, Don't Speak. Then we listen to track one, I Want You. And you know, it's funny. Each one of these fucking tracks has parenthetical titles. But anyway, which one do you think was the worst?
Wow. I gotta tell you, I guess... The first one that we had on the show, you know, I'm not making this the worst song in the album. Just the one we just happened to, Wow, man, you really got issues. You need to work on that.
I don't gotta work on nothing, man. I gotta get that shit louder.
Is there a way you can drink without, through the mic?
No, not really. How do you want me to?
This could be toxic. I could die from one of your burps. You know that?
Hey, man, that fucking reminds me, dude. When we were on fucking break... You farted in my bathroom, and I fucking know it. You know why? Because I went in there, and I smelled a fart,
I
and that wasn't my
you
fart.
To hold your breath.
No.
I said, hold
you
your breath.
The point is, that was your fucking
it's
fart.
It's not my fault.
That was your fucking fart, and I know it because I know what my farts smell like. And you know,
I told
you know
to
how,
hold
you know
your
how
breath.
It is. It's like your fart
I
smells
told
good.
You to hold your breath.
You know. No, you didn't, bro.
Yes, I did.
You're
my,
a fucking
it's my
liar, dude. You didn't say shit. You fucking walked out of the bathroom.
It's a good thing we're
you
on.
You walked out of the bathroom. You opened your fucking Corona.
Is this on the internet? I hope it is, because the stuff I'm about to say right now. Nope. Think about it. After the stuff you put me through, that
what? Good music. You should be so fucking lucky.
Just and wrecking what I'm talking about.
Hey, check it out. We're running out of time, so we got to get to the second portion of our show, which is philosophical questions,
which we welcome always.
If you got any questions for us, go ahead and send them to waxyourbrass@gmail.com. We're willing to answer any and all questions. As a matter of fact, we've been authorized by Pope Benedict to go ahead
actually,
and
actually, I don't think he said it was cool to do that.
Our website is waxbrasserie, waxbrasserie.podomatic.com. We got this email here from Sam Barkley in Parkland, Florida. He says, how come you guys suck so bad? That's a good question.
Why do we
suck?
Wait.
You know what? This kid can't spell. Hold on. Let me look at this here. Hey, you know what?
Well, you lost me there, man. Can we move on to the next one? Because this is totally crazy.
Well, there's no other subscribers, you know, because of course we don't have any subscribers.
Listen,
you know,
let me tell you something. I'm gonna let
Marvin take over on this one.
I really gotta get to because you guys can see that this is just horrible. This is just terrible. I don't know if it's Barf's bad reading, this guy's bad spelling.
Reading. I do have trouble.
You know,
reading.
Because you know we do live in a place where you know we went to county school. I made it to the 12th grade in Broward County, and let me tell you,
that's no big achievement, ladies and gentlemen. No big achievement.
What?
You know your fucking Corona line just sprayed all over me.
Hey, my apologies.
Whatever. I meant to fucking kick ass, and Marvin is basically he's in a metal, so he limits himself. Whereas I'm just fucking cool. There's not much you can do about that. Let's hear the loser's point of view. Marvin, go. See? He has nothing to say, because he's a loser.
Absolutely.
I hope
not.
That answers your question, Sam. But, I mean, you know, there's nothing to it, really. Basically, I was born, I fucking kick ass, and there's nothing he can do about it, because he sucks, you know? He's from Guatemala. Sam, you want to know why Marvin sucks? He's about to tell you. Marvin, why do you suck?
First of all, here's what I would ask. I would ask a question with a question. Say, Sam, what do you think I suck? Is it my boldness? Is it my, you know, sensitivity? Is it because I speak with the truth?
Sam has some footnotes here. I didn't even realize. There's some footnotes. Sam says, Marvin, you just suck. Shut up. I don't want to hear your reasoning. I don't even know why I asked. You have no opinions. You're fucking thrash metal. Why don't you go do your job and give up metal? It's dead.
Sam, what?
Love, Sam.
What the hell?
Wait, holy fuck, there's another footnote.
All I gotta say is, you don't even know what the hell you're saying.
P.S. I don't know what bank you work at, but...
I don't work at a bank, Sam. I don't know whatever gave you that illusion.
Postscript. P.P.S. I don't even know if you work at a bank. You just strike me as somebody that works at a bank. And if you did work at a bank, I'd never go to a bank because I would never want to run into you.
I gotta tell you, man, this whole Sam thing is really funny. Well, let me tell you something. I don't think I'm qualified to be here, but I do.
Neither does Sam.
But I gotta tell you, this guy here
well,
doesn't.
I don't know
yeah,
what I'm
listen.
About, man. This guy's trying to
listen. I don't think I'm qualified to be here at all.
Back to Sam's original question. Why do you suck, Marvin? What's your
because
problem?
Because I suck ass, man. That's why. Because I fucking suck. That's why I'm here and not on fucking real TV, man. Barf here is a good-looking man. I'm not. So, see? That's the big difference. That's why I suck.
Listen to the
see,
man.
See, Sam? I suck. Why?
Cock. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he really sucks, cock. I mean, he sucked mine, but...
Hey, listen,
sucks,
man.
Cock.
I'm all about eating good, delicious, fat pussy.
Pussy is a euphemism for cock in Marvin's world.
But tell you something, I suck because I suck a lot of pussy, that's why. Which would not be right. I eat a lot of pussy.
Yeah. You suck for completely different reasons.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think we should hear some closing tracks. What do you think about that? So here's some Alice Cooper for you. We're on our way out.
Woo! Bring it on, baby.
Basically, that's our show.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. We hope to see you guys next time. Hey, join us in very soon because we hope to have many, many more great bands to review. This is just the first of many that we'll do.
Many that will rock. Don't forget, school's out for summer. Whatever you're doing right now doesn't really matter. All that matters is us.
All that matters is that you guys keep rocking out with your cock outs.
And my cock's out. Is your cock out?
Not yet, but it's going to be pretty soon.
Good, good. Marvin, where are you going? We're fucking taping here. Sexy Marvin.